It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
Yes, Frosty from Frost Farms in Town Hill is with us, frostfarmsmdi.com. Good morning. Welcome back, Frosty.
Good morning. You guys are forever young, but I heard a lot of groans, and we were all just getting up off the floor playing with Caesar, so.
Really? Was that the noise I was making?
Yeah.
Along with creaking, and I think I might have heard something snap. You should get that checked.
Like a snap, crackle, and pop going on my knees.
You had a great idea for today's edition of the Frosty Report because tomorrow happens to be Arbor Day.
It does. And this time of year, spring and fall is a great time to plant trees. We've got a great selection of trees at the shop. And I think maybe this weekend will be a nice day to be outside, or days, actually. Saturday and Sunday sound nice. So
now, that's something a lot of people don't do every day. So it's easy to plant plants, but what are some of the common hints you want to share when it comes to actually planting a tree?
Yeah, trees take a little bit more work. You definitely want to make sure you've got a good location for it. You're not planting on top of utilities or on drainage pipes or things like that that are underground that the tree roots could affect. But you want to get a tree, dig a hole that's wider than the root ball, a lot wider than the root ball. Make sure you're not planting it too deep. You want to break up the root ball a little bit just so that helps encourage the roots take off. Backfill it and make sure you keep it really, really well watered. And when you backfill, you're really going to try to pack the soil in there a bit so you don't have any air pockets. But watering's a big thing too. And we are still, I was just watching the lady from the state of Maine the other day, that we're still in a severe drought. So
are you serious?
Yeah. Like,
really?
Yep.
Wow.
So especially if you put new things in the ground last fall, or you're going to plant this spring, to make sure you're thoroughly watering all new plantings. So.
Wow. So now when somebody has a tree, let's say they're concerned about this, I mean, what's a thorough watering? Do you go out a couple of times a day? Do you let the sprinkler go for a half hour? What is a good watering?
The best way to water them is if you actually make a little moat around the bottom of the tree, you know, going out like a foot or so, like a little ridge so the water can't run past it.
Oh, okay.
And leave a hose on there to trickle. Depending on the size of the tree, you know, 20 minutes of water on a trickle. That way it kind of slowly soaks in there.
Okay.
The sprinkler works, but it doesn't quite get the volume and the soaking, factor in there. So that's usually the best way, which honestly makes it easy. You stick the hose there, leave it on trickle, walk away for 20, 25 minutes, and then it's done. So it's, you know, you don't have to stand there and hold the hose for that long.
Are there any types of trees that people should avoid because they may not like our climate that much, or maybe they just don't take hold as well as other trees?
Well, that's where what I've said before, and I'll say again, is your local independently owned garden center is going to have the best knowledge and the plants that are great for our area. We carry a ton of natives, so that's going to be your best source of information.
All right, so just ask the experts at Frost Farms in Town Hill.
And what kinds of trees do you have?
Oh, God, we've got lots of great things. We've got shadblow, red maples, white pine, just all kinds of evergreens. So we've got deciduous and evergreen trees. And some get larger than others. If you don't have a huge space, then there's some smaller varieties you can plant, too.
Awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
Lots going on at Frost Farms right now?
Yes. Yep. We are. Well, the weather, we've been enjoying that as well. But we are getting fully set up. We've got truckloads of trees and shrubs coming every week. So we're really gearing up, and we're excited. We're looking forward to a fun weekend.
Excellent.
Awesome. So online at frostfarmsmdi.com.
All right. Thank you, Frosty.
Have a good day.